You are Locked On Pistons, your daily Detroit Pistons podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Dan Feldman here. Welcome to Locked On Pistons. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audio Boom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. The hot trade rumor in the NBA right now involves the 76ers and Pelicans. Some different versions of it have leaked out. The primary thing would be Jahlil Okafor going from the 76ers to the Pelicans. And then the two most commonly reported secondary parts would have Alexis Ajinsa going from New Orleans to Philly, and the Pelicans also sending a 2018 first-round pick to Philadelphia. So what does that have to do with the Pistons? Well, when these trade rumors come out, sometimes it unearths some other things. Jake Fisher of Sports Illustrated reported that the Pelicans, looking at a lot of the options, I want to get his exact wording right. Jake Fisher reported, quote, the Pelicans, quote, had internally mulled offering a trade package for Reggie Jackson, end quote. Okay, that's not a huge deal. The Pelicans, within their own organization, talked about maybe making an offer for Reggie Jackson. There's a whole lot between that and a Reggie Jackson trade to New Orleans, but we're still going to talk about it. It's interesting because the Pelicans have come up at different points, Drew Holiday in particular, as a team that could be a trade partner and something sent back to the Pistons. Holiday and Jackson are both about the same age, both point guards. Holiday, I think, is a little better than Jackson when he's on the court. He's especially looked better lately. Jackson's kind of having a down year. Holiday, once he's gotten back on the court and in the flow this year, has been really good lately these last few weeks, playing very well. Basically become the type of player the Pelicans thought he would be when they traded essentially two first-round picks for him. He started his career with the 76ers, made an all-star game with the 76ers. Yes, it's a small sample, and that's an important thing to take into account, but he's playing well. He's playing better than Jackson right now. He's a better player. However, there are the two major concerns. One, Holiday has a pretty troubling injury history. Two, he's on an expiring contract. He'll be an unrestricted free agent next summer. Jackson, on the other hand, is locked up for a few more years at a pretty reasonable rate. The salary cap exploded with the new national TV contracts coming in. Just before that, Jackson signed a long-term deal. Pistons locked him in at the right moment. They obviously knew they were doing that, having an advantage there. This is not some pleasant surprise. This was a plan, and it worked. Jackson's on a pretty reasonable deal. Holiday is better. Holiday would probably require a max contract to get him re-signed. But that's no guarantee. He'll be an unrestricted free agent. So I don't know whether I would trade Jackson for Holiday straight up right now. I would lean toward no. Just because of that contract issue, because of the injury issue, where the Pistons are as a team. I'm not sure that's the right answer for every team, but I think that's the right answer for the Pistons where they are. Because if Holiday leaves next summer, you're really screwed. With KCP coming back, with all these other contracts already signed, the Pistons wouldn't have much flexibility to get another point guard. I'm not sure who they would be able to attract in free agency. They just wouldn't have the cap flexibility just to go out and sign somebody because they're going to be operating as an over-the-cap team. It would basically be re-signing Holiday or bust. And that's a pretty scary situation. Ish Smith is penciled in for now as the backup for next year. Barring a trade, nothing's going to change that. A trade of Ish Smith. But if Holiday leaves, well, then Ish Smith is your starter next year? That went okay for the Pistons to start this season. But if Ish Smith is your starting point guard right now, you need to find a different point guard. Ish Smith should not be your starting point guard. I can see how you could get stuck with Ish Smith as your starting point guard if you try and take a big swing by trading for Drew Holiday and Holiday walks. yeah, the Pistons would probably be stuck with Ish Smith as their starting point guard. And as far as being stuck, there are worse places to be stuck, but you're still stuck. If Ish Smith is your starting point guard, you need to do something different. Not that you can never get to the point where he is, but you can't stay there. You need to be immediately looking for upgrades, whether that's signing somebody new, trading somebody new who's better, or drafting somebody who's younger and has higher upside. But Ish Smith is on the scale. There's a scale. You either can be better or you can have more potential. So if you're young and not good yet, that's okay, depending on where your team is. If you're older and have no more remaining potential but are already good, that's okay. Ish Smith is neither of those things. He's not young, and he's not good enough to be a starting point guard without the benefit of remaining upside, which he doesn't have. So you'd just kind of be stuck in no man's land. You'd be needing to look for an upgrade, but you'd have to do it with a mostly set roster that doesn't afford you the ability just to go out and sign somebody. Trading for somebody would probably require trading away a helpful piece. Pistons were very fortunate and very smart. Part of it's being at the right place at the right time, but part of it is taking advantage. It's both. To get Reggie Jackson how they did. They got Reggie Jackson, a legitimate starting point guard in the NBA, for spare parts. Now, Jackson, still an open question whether he's can become an above-average starting point guard, whether he's a low-end starting point guard, how long he's going to hold that. Because Reggie Jackson, yeah, he's in his mid-20s. I think he can still get better. Kevin Pelton of ESPN has done phenomenal research into this. There are so many cliches and beliefs, long-held beliefs people have had about how different positions age. But Kevin Pelton's done the research. Point guards age slowly. They develop last. They're late bloomers more than other positions. So I think there's still untapped potential for Reggie Jackson. Definitely room for him to even just get back to where he was last year, maybe with a full training camp. Maybe that makes the difference. And so, no, I don't think I'd do this trade for the Pistons if that's what the trade is. Now, there are some other possibilities of what the trade could be. Supposedly, in one of the variations of what the Pelicans and 76ers have talked about, the 76ers want Jrue Holiday to give up Jahlil Okafor. And I don't think the Pelicans would do that. I don't know what exactly the Pelicans are thinking, though. As is often the case, I'm perplexed by a lot of their moves. I'm perplexed by them valuing Jahlil Okafor around the level they're rumored to value him now. It's a strange fit with Anthony Davis, and it's a lot of value to give up for a player who's on a team where the 76ers have too many centers. They're kind of trapped. And Jahlil Okafor, just on any team, it looks like it's hard to build around him because he doesn't protect the rim. He doesn't stretch the floor. It's tough to build around centers who do neither of those. Anyway, one of the variations discussed is sending Jrue Holiday to Philly, Okafor to New Orleans. If that happens, maybe the Pelicans would be looking to get a point guard. Maybe what they're talking about is trying to make a push for Reggie Jackson in that event. And so Jrue Holiday wouldn't be coming to Detroit. I mean, I suppose it's possible. The Pelicans could have a very valuable draft pick this year. It's a point guard heavy draft at the top. You know, maybe you want to, if you can get that pick for Reggie Jackson, I don't think you can, but let's just say theoretically you could, I might consider that. You could get potentially a franchise level point guard in this draft where the Pelicans are going to be picking, especially if they downgrade from Jrue Holiday to Jahlil Okafor in their starting lineup. Although Reggie Jackson would buoy that a little bit. That's the type of deal I would consider. It doesn't necessarily fit with where the Pistons are, which is the only reason I have doubts. But just in terms of player value, the draft pick value, I would rather have the Pelicans' unprotected 2017 first-round pick than Reggie Jackson. So these are the type of things that the teams could talk about if Reggie Jackson is going there. Yeah, you'd have to get by the rest of the season with Ish Smith. You might even have to start next season with Ish Smith, and we just talked about why that's not ideal. But if you land that potential franchise caliber starting point guard in the draft, that's when it's okay to have Ish Smith, when you have a more valuable point guard on the roster. So those are the type of deals where I'd look at for Reggie Jackson, but I'm not sure the Pistons are going to rush into anything. They did win last night. They beat the 76ers. Reggie Jackson had a fine game, and you know we're obviously watching him probably closer than anybody else on the team, just because his value on the court has been so up and down. His chemistry with his teammates has been so up and down. And then, you know, he's involved in more trade rumors than anybody on the team. But last night seemed to be just a lot of things on the right track. With him playing point guard, it was just a real balanced game for everybody. Of the nine players to get rotation minutes, Michael Binaget got in at the end for a few minutes. But of the nine guys who were really part of the rotation, on the low end, Stanley Johnson had 8 points. On the high end, Marcus Morris had 19. That's just tremendous balance. That gives everybody a chance to feel good about what they're doing. And it's not just the output. It was also the number of shots. On the low end, Aaron Baines with 8. On the high end, Marcus Morris with 16. Again, just a lot of balance in the offense, and that doesn't allow room for griping. After the game, when the media got into the locker room, Reggie Jackson and Andre Drummond were just cracking up watching something on one of their phones. Like, it was just a good vibe between the two of them. Drummond is, of course, the franchise player. So the better Reggie Jackson is clicking with him, the better that bodes for Jackson sticking in Detroit. That's not everything. You know, that moment of them laughing after a win is not everything, but it's a positive sign. Another small positive sign from this game, Stan Van Gundy said that he did not like Reggie Jackson's energy coming out of halftime recently. And so he asked Reggie Jackson to change his halftime routine. Didn't really say what to change it to, but said, like, it should change. Reggie Jackson changed it, came out better to start the third quarter. Of course, Reggie Jackson, when asked what he changed, said only that it's a secret. Didn't want to talk about it. I don't think there's anything super interesting going on there. I think Reggie Jackson just wanted to play coy. Don't know for sure because he successfully played coy. I don't know exactly what changed. But Van Gundy praised him for, hey, taking that advice to heart, not just blowing it off. There does seem to be a little better of a vibe between Jackson and Drummond, between Jackson and Van Gundy, and that's what's going to matter going forward to Jackson. If he's going to stay with the Pistons, those are the two guys he needs to connect with. Met that standard last night. So for a lot of reasons, mostly because this report was just about the Pelicans mulling internally an offer, which obviously means only so much. Don't get too excited about Reggie Jackson, the Pelican trade rumors, but they are interesting. That is the type of team with Drew Holiday coming back to Detroit or not, or draft pick or something like that, that could be a potentially interesting fit. So just logically, do think it's an interesting situation. We'll keep an eye on that one. We'll keep an eye on everything trade talks and going on the court. You can follow Locked On Pistons on Audioboom or subscribe on iTunes. You can follow me on Twitter at Dan Feldman NBA. Thanks for listening.